my friends. So we're going to do a little bit of practice together. And what you can do to just help yourself enter into practice is first just notice the body. Right? Because often there's a little bit of a gap between the mind and the body. Right? The mind can be really anywhere in the universe while the body is sitting somewhere or walking somewhere. And so, as a way of bringing the mind and the body into closer relationship, first just notice your posture. Traditionally, when Buddhists meditate, there are suggestions for a posture just as a way of supporting the mind being able to enter into an experience of focus, to help the body feel comfortable being relatively still. Right? And when we're uncomfortable, it's hard. It's hard to sustain that stillness. And then the mind tends to want to wander. So you can just let your knees relax. And your feet approximately knee distance apart. And your hands, again, can just be comfortably either resting on your sides or cupped, right hand and the left with the thumbs touching. That's a traditional practice. And check to see what feels comfortable for you today. And your back can be gently resting against the chair if you like, or slightly forward, whatever feels, again, best for you. And your eyes can be gently closed, but if at any point you are aware of feeling a little bit sleepy, it can also be helpful to have them to be open, but very softly. And with your chin slightly tucked downward to allow for some spaciousness in the back of the body. And if your eyes are open or closed, take a few moments to see what it feels like to just allow all of the muscles in the face to begin to soften, relax. Jaw. Throat. Just allow that sense of decompression to move throughout the entire body, into the shoulders, chest, the solar plexus, the belly, throughout the entire back, into the buttocks and the pelvic floor, thighs, all the way through the tips of the toes, just allowing your entire body to feel that sense of decompression and wakefulness. As you notice the breath, noticing the feeling of fullness in the abdomen, the chest, the sense of air coming and going in the nostrils. Allowing your awareness to rest on each breath. At your own pace, you can begin to call to mind that pithy phrase of allowing your intention to be one of recognizing bodhicitta. You wish to be fully awake, fully present for the benefit of all beings. Perhaps mentally repeating, may I enjoy that wakefulness, that beautiful ability to stay present for the fullness of my reality in ways that are endlessly beneficial to others. May I cultivate that wakefulness, that joyful determination to be a Buddha, fully enlightened, for the benefit of all. Upon awakening, may I taste the nectar of that noble intention, reminding myself to be engaged in healing and well-being for the benefit of all. And at the end of each day, may I reflect upon this endeavor, nurturing this wish to venture forth with my bodhicitta vow. And whatever might be arising in this life, whether it's joyful and filled with happiness and peace, or whether it is challenging and painful, may I cultivate the skillful means of patience to stay with these experiences with curiosity, with determination, and may I observe them as they invariably change. May this patience always be growing within me, these next few moments. You can recognize the enormous courage that it takes to cultivate this determination. To dedicate your life to your fullest well-being, your most genuine well-being, in ways that are endlessly beneficial to others. You can feel the truth of this courage. As you vow to bolster it, to nurture it. Thinking, I will be awake. I will be present for this life, for this reality, for the benefit of all beings. As a way of sealing in any insight, the clarity you may have experienced during the practice, I'll take a few moments to mentally repeat these dedication prayers. May I and all beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May I and all beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May I and all beings never part from the happiness of no suffering. May I and all beings remain in equanimity, free from partiality, attachment, and aversion. For those near and far, and for the benefit of all. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for being here, for taking this time from your precious human life to meditate together.